Brian Huber is here from Deutsch's House. It is the time of year when Oktoberfest is taking place. Brian, love talking to you every time this year. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, I appreciate it, Scoot. Sorry if I was a little bit late.
That's okay.
I was tied up outside with a band.
All right, you got any beer over there?
You know, let's see. I got one sitting in front of me right now.
Vine Stefaner's here. All right, so listen, tell everybody what's going on during Oktoberfest at Deutsch's House, which is really like, you know, I love things that are authentic. And Deutsch's House brings German authenticity to New Orleans.
And I appreciate that recognition because, you know, we don't buy German food from somebody, from some restaurant and serve it. We prepare it in-house with our own volunteers. So I've got volunteers in the back last Wednesday night were pounding away at, 1,500, 2,000 schnitzels to get those ready for the weekend. So schnitzel plate is by far our biggest seller. We sell that with a choice of a red cabbage or sauerkraut, German potato salad, or a cucumber salad. We also have plenty of bursts. Yesterday, I built a wall of Wurst as we were storing all our Weisswurst, our Knackwurst, and our Bratwurst. we've got plenty of food here. We've got Flammkuchen, which is the German pizza. We've got pretzels. We do have pretzels this weekend. We have a little hiccup last weekend, but we have plenty of pretzels here ready to make. And then the other thing is that we've got two different bands playing tonight that weren't here last weekend. One is called Worst Case Scenario. They'll be leading us off this evening. And they're actually a trad jazz band from New Orleans that transitions during October to play Oktoberfest-style music. So they'll be real entertaining. And then we've got a three-generation, 10-piece German band that's in from Ohio. And real exciting part about them is they've actually got a steel drum incorporated into their music. So we're looking forward to them. I've seen their videos and I've got testimony from some people I respect that they're a real entertaining band. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Brian, I'm sorry, keep going.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of stuff. We've got the 610 Stompers will be here tonight around 6:00. We're going to be doing the chicken dance with the Stompers like we did last year. And, you know, they'll be right out in the crowd and get everybody involved. And then tomorrow we have the Schnauzer Strut, which is a dog costume parade where every dog is a Schnauzer. And the entrance fee to that that parade goes to Schnauzer Rescue.
That's awesome and a cute idea. And, you know, I don't know if there's any group of men who are better equipped to do the chicken dance than the 610 Stompers.
You know, I tell you what, they've almost perfected it, you know, but they've got a few women in dirndls that are showing them the right way to do it.
Well, now, the whole thing with the 610 Stompers is if it's perfect, it's not the 610 Stompers.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Brian, listen, a lot of people hear about Deutsch's House, but explain exactly where you are. And just generally how to get there, because, you know, this is a real gem in New Orleans, because, you know, New Orleans is made up of so many different cultures, and Deutsch's House really does maintain this German culture and presence in New Orleans.
We are at 1700 Moss Street, which is right across the street from New Orleans Museum of Art. We're open 6 days a week, year-round, and we're open to the public. We do have 2,000 members, but you don't have to be a member to come in. We'll serve German beer and German food throughout the year. In fact, we generally have a decent plate lunch that's got, you know, a schnitzel plate or a Wurst plate with the side that you'll see during Oktoberfest. So you can literally eat Oktoberfest food year-round here at the Deutsch's House.
All right, do you have any Jägermeister?
We have a little, not my favorite.
It's nobody's favorite, but they like to drink it.
They do, but we've also got a lot of schnapps here.
That's another good one.
Which is, you know, if you're coming over for something like that, I'd recommend the schnapps before I'd recommend the Jaeger.
Yeah.
Not that Not that I don't like Jaeger, but I recommend the schnapps first. Jaeger is a digestif, which is, you know, if you've had a little bit too much, it kind of settles the stomach. So wait to drink that till the end.
Well, you know, if you've had a little bit too much, I'm not sure Jägermeister is the best thing to do, but it might settle your stomach. The schnapps goes down just so smoothly on a cool afternoon.
It certainly does. And we have Radlers, too, which is basically a mixture of beer and juice, really.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So. That's interesting.
Those are pretty common.
I'm so happy to talk about Deutsches Haus and to make people aware of Oktoberfest going on. Do you want to give us the hours for Oktoberfest?
So we open this evening at 4 o'clock, and we go till 11. And then tomorrow we'll open at 1 and go to 11. We are not open on Sunday. And then next week we'll be having it again. That'll be our final weekend, and we'll be opening again Friday at 4 and Monday at – or Saturday, Monday.
Deutsches Haus, Oktoberfest going on right now. 1700 Moss Street, right across from the Museum of Art. So you can figure out where that is, right there close to the bayou. Food and music and authentic German culture for eating and drinking. And it's all there. Six to 11 today?
No, 4 to 11.
4 to 11 today. And then 1 to, what time? 11 tomorrow?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Brian, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.